Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Well, back on May 25th, somehow I had entered a thing and I was supposed to only pay shipping and handling, but apparently it entered me into a, I don't know, it charged me $60, you guys did. It charged my credit card. I immediately called that day. And the lady that I spoke with said that she would, that the money would be refunded. Well, it's been way past the time of 5 to 7 business days or 10 business days to be refunded to my account. And I still do not have my money back. And I want to make sure that this has been canceled and a refund has been sent.
Okay. I can assist you with that today. Can I start off by getting your zip code, please?
66111.
Okay, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Brandy Wagner.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address, please, Ms. Wagner?
1610 South 105th Terrace, Edwardsville, Kansas, 66111.
Okay, give me 1 second, Ms. Wagner, so I can review this account and assist you today.
Okay, thank you.
And the you called this number and spoke to somebody?
Yes.
Okay. Well, 1 second.
So this is the number that's on my credit card statement. Put it down.
Okay, and the person you spoke to, did they provide you with the cancellation number or anything?
No, I asked her for one, and she said that there wasn't one.
Okay, yeah. The number. Okay, so we don't have any notes that you spoke to somebody. Your account is not canceled. It's actually still active. There's no notes for anything.
Okay, well, yeah, I need it canceled, and I need my money back.
Yes, ma'am. So, okay. Did she explain why you were charged?
She said that I did something
with the mixer.
Yeah, and I read everything and it said I was paying like $6.95 or $2.95 or something for shipping and handling, and that was it.
Okay.
Never received a mixer, so.
Yeah, that was you paid to enter the sweepstakes for the mixer, and then it'll tell you in the terms and conditions. You'll then be enrolled. Well, you'll also be enrolling in the Bitetub app. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get you canceled today, and see what I can do about that refund for you.
Yeah, that'd be nice too. Just wait. Here it is. I found it.
Okay, ma'am. So I do have your account canceled. There will be no further charges. As for the refund, do you remember what day you called?
The May 25th.
You called May 25th. Okay, with that being said, go ahead.
Called the day that, like, 5 minutes after I realized that it charged me 59 something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I called the day that I did it. I mean, on my credit card statement, it shows May 25th.
Okay. So, yeah, about that refund, I can issue you the full minus $5 for the setup fee, so it'll be $54.89.
Fine.
Give me 1 second, then I'll get you that cancellation number as well.
Yeah, let me find my pen. I have a pen, thank you. I am fine, Annabelle. Okay, I have a pen whenever.
Okay, so I have issued you that refund, and yeah, this will be back in 3 to 5 business days. Yeah, this one will. Okay, that number is C as in Charlie, 920-767-824.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem, and I'm sorry about that previous inconvenience.
It's okay.
Well, do you have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.